Today's Daily Comedy News was recorded Friday around midday. Just want to let you know, because who knows what's happening in Washington by the time you hear this. The Interrobang released their 2020 Comedy Awards. These were voted by readers of theinterrobang.com. And I've said this before, theinterrobang.com is for people who are really into comedy. I don't mean like people that are into comedy to the point they host a daily comedy news podcast 7 days a week, or have worked in comedy radio since 2003, I think I started. Yeah, it's definitely 2003. So I don't mean like that level of into comedy. I mean, these are the people at the Chuckle Hut on Tuesday night seeing who's doing open mics. These guys are really into it. So the voting was done by people who would read such a website in occasions other than they're doing show prep for their daily comedy news podcast 7 days a week. Subscribe wherever you get your shows. They start easy. They say, first the videos. Your pick for best viral video of 2020 goes to Skateboarding Dog. And number one scandal of the year was, quote, Chris D'Elia being accused of sexual misconduct, unquote. That's the number one scandal of the year, overturning the Interrobang's pick of Ari Shaffir's Kobe scandal. Yeah, totally forgot about that one. All right, here's who they picked. Stand-up comedian of the year, Colin Quinn. And I said this, I think, a week ago. If the Interrobang were a person, it would come to life as Colin Quinn. Colin Quinn, I think, is at the center vortex of what the Interrobang is in. So no surprise there. Colin's a fine comic. He is the stand-up comedian of the year. The comedy movie of the year is Borat 2, beating out, I don't know, the Andy Samberg one? What comedies came out? I guess there was Bill and Ted. But Borat wins comedy film of the year. All right, can't argue with that. Comedy book of the year. If the Interrobang were a person and wrote a book, it would be Colin Quinn's Overstated. They love Colin Quinn. The comedy album of the year. Okay, I'm going to tell you the name, but remember, the Interrobang is for people who go to clubs on Tuesday night, and this is not the West Coast alt crowd. This is not the people over at the AV Club or Vulture. This is like New York City hardcore people. They have picked Bonnie McFarlane's Bird Calls. That is a hardcore New York City Rick Wall pick. Comedy television series of the year. They got to the Interrobang as well. Schitt's Creek. I don't get it. Everyone I've talked to don't get it. Critics seem to love this thing. Somebody's watching this. It got 9 Emmys. It must be good. I've watched it, and I don't get it. Schitt's Creek, comedy series of the year. Comedy special of the year. Good pick here. Mark Norman's Out to Lunch. I like Mark a lot. I know from doing the show on Live by Live, his records do really well with the audience. Mark Norman is a really solid pick. As a reminder, previous comedians of the year, 2019 was Shane Gillis. You know him from I Didn't Get to Work on Saturday Night Live because I got in trouble. 2018, Burt Kreischer. 17, Judah Friedlander. 16, Jim Jefferies. 15, Nate Bargatze. 14, Bill Burr. That is an all-star list. Now, Toronto.com has 4 comedy albums by Toronto women to listen to in 2021. I am not familiar with Michelle Shaughnessy's Botoxic. But now Toronto.com says it showcases a comic at the top of her game. The Clever album title sums up her persona as a wisecracking woman who understands the implicit unfairness of the gender double standard, but has learned how to beat the system and look great while doing it. Michelle Shaughnessy, check her out. They also mentioned Rhiannon Archer's Baby Bruce. I also am not familiar with this album. Now Toronto tells us the title indirectly references her relatively new status as a mom. She's got 2 kids, 1 3 years old, the other, at the time of the taping, 10 months, and hence a lot of material concerns how that's changed her life. She's great at the casual zinger, such as when she recalls hating being pregnant because she had to stop drinking in public. Meg McKay's album is called Probably a Witch. This one I am familiar with. McKay has mastered a comfortable conversational tone in her act, which seems split between material about her gritty East Coast upbringing in PEI and the urban jungle she finds herself in now as a queer woman living in Toronto. Somehow the two halves never come together, and it's hard to get a good sense of who or what McKay's all about. The album's throwaway title, inspired by one of her weakest jokes, doesn't help matters. Doesn't sound like they like this album. And they recommend Gentrify This. The Toronto sketch comedy duo Definition of Knowledge get bonus marks for recording an album. Unless a troupe's work is very well written, produced, or performed, sketch often doesn't translate very well to audio. Gentrify This Is D-O-K has been hired by various groups to present their satiric slam poetry. Slam poetry is great fodder for satire, but DOK has a way to go before they take home the crown. So this was from NowToronto.com's four comedy albums by Toronto women to listen to in 2021, and it sounds like they liked two of them. From Variety, Paramount Pictures is getting in on the business of Monty Python. What's this? The studio has acquired Spamalot, an upcoming movie adaptation of the hit Broadway musical. Do you know how many times I have seen Spamalot? No, not once. Nope, not twice, and no, not zero. Three times. Twice on Broadway in New York City, back when that used to be a thing, and once the National Touring Company, which had kind of changed the show a little bit, both enjoyable. But Spamalot is fantastic. I'm a big fan. No word on a cast or a date or anything, but hey, Spamalot, I'll watch. Jim Florentine told Canton Online about a terrible show he did. He said, I did one in a restaurant. We're supposed to be this private party in one of the rooms, but they didn't have a sound system. So I was standing in the middle of a restaurant telling jokes as waiters and waitresses and people at tables were going, the hell is this guy doing with no microphone? But there's a point early in your career where you just take any gig you can. But what if it involves dressing up as a superhero? Jim said, I was struggling for money and this guy had a business where if they needed a comedian for a bachelor party, they would book me. He said, listen, I got an offer for you. You want to do a kid's party? You have to dress up as a Ninja Turtle. You make $125 for 2 hours. Just walk around the party in the costume and take pictures with the kids. Florentine said, I was like, I can't do it. And I needed the money bad. Guy said, no one's going to see you. Jim still turned it down. He said, if I'm dressing up like a Ninja Turtle, my career is over. I'm not a comic. Thank God I turned that down. That is your comedy news for today. If you would like to hear some actual stand-up comedy, you can bounce on over to the Live by Live app, LiveX Live. There, you will find several comedy radio stations, which I program. You can listen for free. And I do a weekly show. It's called The Weekly Comedy Thing. It is the forebearer of this. There, I do news stories for about 40 seconds. So I'll be like, hey, Jim Gaffigan said da-da-da-da-da-da, and then I'll play a bit by Jim Gaffigan. So it's like this, less me, more comedy. So check that out on the Live by Live app. It's called The Weekly Comedy Thing. This show, 7 days a week. You probably know that already. I thank you for subscribing. If you're new, follow the show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, or wherever you get your shows, and I'll see you tomorrow.